Hi everyone, this is Jordana from Drinkin' underscore Jordana on Instagram. You can find me there, you can find me on Facebook, or you can listen to my podcast. This is Drinkin' the podcast, anywhere you might listen to podcasts. So many different seasons and topics to listen to. Right now we're in the middle of something called The Podcasters Unite. I interviewed all different types of podcasters. But on a different note, we are here at Sheer Enjoyment, and if you ever want to sponsor a class, or you want it to be in memory of somebody, or for Shlomo, or for Yeshua, please contact Sheer Enjoyment. They're always looking for sponsors, and it's such a beautiful way to raise yourself and your loved ones. So we're on part five of What's the Connection, where we're trying to find connections between the Parsha and the Haftorah. So this week we have the Torah portion of Chayei Sarah. And if you remember correctly, last week I spoke about motherhood. And this week I think I'm going to be speaking about fatherhood. Because in this week's Torah portion, we have the story of Abraham after his wife passed away, after Sarah dies, and how he's on a mission to find a wife for his son Yitzchak, and he sends Eliezer out. And then in the Haftorah Malachim, we have the story of David HaMelech. And once again, you have a parallel and a contrast between the Parsha and the Haftorah. And that alone could be the reason, perhaps, why this Haftorah was chosen. You have Avram's age and David's age. They're both getting older in their respective sources here. Avram is now concerned for his house, his bayit, and David is also concerned for his house. But we are transposed from the tent of the Avot, from you're talking about Avraham being the first Av, and he has his Ohel, to now the palace of the king, to David, and where you have one Av represented here, you have the king that is now starting a whole nation. There is this simple tent of Avraham, and then you have this court-filled story with plotters and intrigue when it comes to David HaMelech. You have Avraham in contrast with his Eliezer, his servant, his lofty one servant, and then you have these other servants, so-called servants of David, that are trying to scheme against him. Kind of reminds you of the story of Ahasuerus, very much so in the Purim story. You also have in this Parsha a wealthy father. Avram is quite wealthy, and he has everything. He's blessed with bat kol, and his sole concern at the end of his days is to find a suitable wife for his son Yitzhak, someone that's like Yitzhak's mother. A son who is really sad about the loss of his mother, and in spite of him being 40 years old, he's still allowing his father to choose a kala, a bride for him. And he loves the one who was brought to him, because he's able to see that lofty connection that Rivka has to his mother. And then in the Haftorah, you have a son who can't even wait for his father to die so that he could take over as king and proclaim himself as the successor. In the Haftorah, you have this conspiracy and intrigue everywhere you look. And it's just the contrast is unbelievable. Even though during this time of David, in spite of all the tremendously flourishing state and powerful position of the kingdom, you can feel and sense the beginning of the downfall already within King David's family. Really powerful stuff. And what's also interesting is that Avram and David are both fully aware of their mission in this world and the responsibility that they have. And they're both very careful to take preventative measures during their lifetime to avoid any disturbances or complications that could endanger the future of their household after they die. Just as Avram made sufficient provisions for and then sent away those elements of his household from whom such danger was to be feared, right? We saw that last time he sends away Ishmael and Hagar. So too we see David, who had become very old, reacting only when his eyes were open concerning Adonai, whom he, as he said with mild reproach, had hitherto spoiled, and his whole life had never made him accustomed to renouncing any desire. So, wow, King David, Melech David himself, was not entirely blameless for the attempts to seize his throne, but still, however, with a strong hand and almost a youthful energy, he suddenly takes all the steps that he needs to make sure and to keep his people and his future secure. He tries to do that during his lifetime. So now we, the descendants of Abraham, we, the descendants of David HaMelech, we too are supposed to learn from this parallel between the two, this connecting theme between the Haftorah and the Parsha, the importance of guarding our truest treasures, preserving our values. What are our truest treasures? Our children. You know, after we leave after 120, what do we have left in this world? It's our children, and it's their neshamas, their souls, and it is our duty to take care and guard until the last breath that we breathe on this world. And so even in their old age, we see David taking care, Abraham taking care, that it's not a job that ever ends. It's not a time when we ever get to sit back and say, okay, I'm done. But even these great men, we see that their fatherhood, their parenting never cease. And it's something that is always forever on their mind. What a powerful lesson can be learned from this connection between the Haftorah and the Parsha this week. I'm going to wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom, and may we all be blessed with wonderful children and the foresight and the vision to be able to guide our children in the best way that we possibly can. And again, look forward to speaking with you next week. And if anybody's interested to sponsor a class, please be in touch with Shir Enjoyments. And if you like this and you want to hear some more, please reach out. You can reach out to me on my website, by email, Instagram, wherever you like, because I really enjoy the feedback. Have a great, great day.